Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
It's so nice when somebody takes their amazing talent, whether it be singing or art, and uses it for a humanitarian effort. So I'm thrilled to have the amazing, soulful, and sultry June Rochelle on the program. Hi, June.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you on. June, we had a great conversation recently, and I was so moved by not only your singing career, but the great work that you're doing in television to really help urban kids everywhere. I'm just thrilled you're here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about when you first started singing?
Oh, when I first started singing, I was about, probably six. But when I really realized I had a gift, I was about 12, because everybody would be like, oh, sing me a song, write me a song, you know. And that was one of my experiences at a camp I went to. I ended up writing songs for the kids there about their lives. And it's probably weird looking back at it now, but it was fun. That's when I really realized I had a gift.
Now, June, in terms go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, June, I'd love for you to jump in right away and tell us about the TV show that you're working on.
Oh, yes. The TV show is called Learn the Word TV. And if anybody wants to know about it, they can go to learnthewordtv.com or they can go to gofundme.com/learnthewordtv. This show is a show that I started producing about 2 years ago, and we're trying to get it on the air, and it is geared towards urban youth, which I guess in modern day terms could be considered black youth, kids that may not have the best opportunities in life. But what I wanted to do was to show through celebrities and just everyday people in the community that there is encouragement out there to stay in school, to get good grades, and to be productive members of society. And I was like, well, who better to do it than me? Since I care so much about the youth today. And so many of the images that we see on television and on social media, and, you know, we're in this age of new media, where everywhere you go, you see kids, they have a cell phone, they have their tablets and their iPads and so on and so forth. And so I said, why not make images of kids doing academics and, of course, still having positive music videos and, again, celebrities that come on and say, you know what, stay in school, you can make it through any situation, but just stay in school and really put a lot of effort into your education.
You know, Lisa, as I'm listening to June, I'm thinking she needs to meet Cornell, because in terms of the
totally.
Work that they're both doing, we have to hook you up with Cornell, June. He is an amazing, he called the power of positivity.net, and he just reminds me a lot of, in terms of, you know, you guys would have a lot of synergy, but I digress. So June, when did you come up with the idea?
Well, I happened to be watching Disney a couple years ago, and I was like, is it me or is it like tons of adult comedy bites on these shows? You know, like, yes. I know it's geared towards a six-year-old, but I just got that joke and my six-year-old didn't get it. And so I started thinking about what if I could, from my own hands and my own mind and my own imagination, come up with a show, what it would look like to help kids to know that, you know, they're smart, they're witty, they're talented, and without all of the overlays of, you know, adult themes, that kids need to be kids, and they need to enjoy being young, because once you're an adult forever, but you're only a kid for a short period of time.
So true.
So years ago, I thought about it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to put on this and that, and I started making Barbie doll segments and G.I. Joe segments and just, you know, innocence glorified, if you will, so that they could realize that it's okay to just be a kid and have fun.
Yeah, I completely agree. Childhood goes by way too fast. I'm still sad about the summer being over in a week or so. For some people, it's already over. Now, June, talk to us about the music. How much music is in the show? And are you, I'm hoping, doing a lot of the singing? Or are the kids, I'm guessing, singing as well?
You know, I love animation, and I also want to add, I have a cartoon animator that I work with and a 3D animator, and I try to go into the community. One thing that even though I do music and I could spend this time speaking about myself But I enjoy doing things that are so much bigger than me. And one thing about this show is that I go into the community and I find local artists, aspiring artists, kids that maybe the big movie house is not going to come to their town. But I give them an opportunity to come up with songs and dance routines, and we put that on there. Of course, I do some of the original songwriting for some of the skits and background music for some of the cartoons, but I try to go into the community and let them own this so that they can be vested in it and that they can be with it for the long term. So I have a hands-on / hands-off approach. I really like to encourage and inspire the young people and even the videographers and the editors and some of the other people in the community that have ideas. I try to use it as a platform for them to come on board and really use their imagination and do something positive.
Now, what I would love to know is when this is going to be aired and where is it going to be aired so that we can all see it?
Well, some of the snippets, we haven't put any of the 2014 segments on. We've got artists such as Kadir Nelson. He did a Michael Jackson's album cover. He's going to be on one of his album covers. Comedian Rodney Perry, Olympian Tamika Catchings, and a few other people that we have signed on. And what we're trying to do right now is I'm just going through social media because I really want it to be something that people can really feel is their own. We have a network that's interested. However, we're just going to, right now, we're going to just take it to the people. I would rather release it for free on the internet and just have it go wherever it'll go throughout the world versus trying to try to garner a network, because working in a network, and I'm a TV host on WCLJ TV 42, I know that you have to give up so much ownership, and there's so much commercialization, you know the word I'm trying to say, I can't get out right now, but sure. There's a lot of commercialism on the air, and when you go on air, you have to give up a lot unless you go the way of a Netflix or something like that, which we are looking at in Redbox.
Oh, that is so exciting. I hope you do. I can't even tell you how great some of those Netflix originals are, and to have the opportunity to do that and to help kids like you're doing. It's so needed.
It is. Instead of sitting back and waiting on someone to come and do something, I said, I can do something myself. Maybe I don't have a big bullhorn and a huge platform, but what I have is an idea and a dream and something that I feel that maybe even the kids and all the unrest in the Midwest and different places, something where they can go and look at and see that everything isn't so evil in the world. There's some good things that you can look and see and be inspired by, and that's what I hope to do. And I do have music at JuroShow.net if anybody ever wants to listen to some of the music that I do, which is contemporary and it's uplifting and positive.
Now, what are some places, other places? I know you have JuneRochelle.net. I know you have a couple of other websites that people can find you at as well. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Everything is pretty much JuneRochelle.net or JuneRochelleMedia.com. And, of course, I'm on Twitter, JuneRochelle1. I'm on Facebook, JuneRochelle. And then Learn the Word TV is on GoFundMe.com/LearnTheWordTV and LearnTheWordTV.com. And basically, you just can go and look at some of the video snippets, and we have a new pilot that's coming out that we're going to release, and I'll let all the media know about that. But my whole goal is to just be able to inspire a generation that everything is not evil in the world. There's still a bright light, a rainbow, and being a kid, it's okay, you know, and I want to give kids a refuge to where they can do that.
Well, that is so beautiful, June, and thank you for ending our show on such a lovely note. And thanks, and come back, please. We'd love to have you on again.
I would love to be back anytime.
Awesome. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.